Security firms hit by late payments. That's the headline on the back page of the new paper here in Singapore this morning. Mark Lowdy here with Simon Littlewood from Riyabu, talking about what security firms can and should do when they get paid late. You know, Simon, this is an extraordinary story.
Yeah.
I mean, remarkable that they've singled out a government agency, no less, which hadn't paid their security firms for a year. I mean, that's late payments taking it to an extreme, isn't it?
Well, first of all, there isn't anything there that really surprises us at Riyabu, because these are essentially themes that we've been talking about for some time now, which essentially is a smaller company getting paid late by a larger company, in this case, a government-related company, which is also not uncommon. What's slightly odd about this is it took a whole year for them to get paid when their terms are 1 month. What that tells you is something else very important, which is that if I allow myself to get paid in 12 months when my terms are 1 year, then I'm doing something wrong as well. Because it should have been possible to address this issue way before 12 months had elapsed.
Now, the government agency in question here, A*STAR, which according to the paper, the Agency for Science, Technology and Research, has now counseled and disciplined the staff member that didn't write the checks. I mean, in a situation like this, can you just say, okay, well, they made an error, and that's okay, we'll just get over it, and everything goes on as before?
But the fact of the matter is that in most cases where companies get paid late, and you know this because you've looked at the research, as have I, in most cases where companies get paid late, it's because of something that they could or should have done differently.
So in this case, what should they have done? Should have rung them earlier or something.
I mean, it seems odd that it would take 12 months for your customer to figure out that one of their people wasn't paying an invoice. You know, if you were keeping an eye on your receivables and you depended on that cash coming in, and we know that they did, then surely you would have structured your relationship so that you would have raised this months ago, you would have escalated it, and you would have got some kind of payment resolution. This suggests that both the supplier and the purchaser were essentially sitting on their hands for long periods.
We don't actually know what happened, because all we have to go on is five columns here in the new paper. Maybe they did try that. You have to admit, Simon, nobody likes to chase a customer, right? I mean, those phone calls are always very uncomfortable, both for the person receiving and the one making it.
Well, you know, because you and I have talked about this, they're uncomfortable if you make them after the thing is already overdue. The key to getting good, smooth cash flow is to set up the relationship right in the first place. And this is clearly an example of a relationship not being set up right. The article also talks about how security firms in general, several hundred of them, are being consistently paid later and later in Singapore, and are having, as a result, to borrow more and more and more money from banks. And in some cases, that's putting them into a position, due to the extra funding costs, where they're close to insolvency. So this issue of getting paid late, it's not just you paid me a bit later than I expected, you know, I'm a bit short of cash, or it's cost me a bit more money. It's life and death. For a small company, it's life and death. For a big company that has access to borrowing, for a government-related company that has no problem getting the money that it needs, it's not such an issue. Given that we know that small and medium-sized companies contribute something like 52% of Singapore's GDP, I think the figure is, and 60% of employment, the last time I looked at a number, this is very worrying.
It sure is, because obviously, I mean, these security guards don't earn a lot of money to begin with, right? And then when the company that hires them doesn't have enough money to pay, they go from very, very low salaries to none at all. But here's an interesting thing. There is a Security Industry Council seminar today. It's the buyer's seminar. And the aim is, again, quoting from this article, that there should perhaps be an agreement as to what should be in these standard contracts to spell out clearly when they should be paid. Shouldn't they have that anyway?
Well, they should, although that's not really the issue. You know, you can put whatever you want in a contract. The reality is that it's down to how you manage the relationship, whether or not you get paid on time. And unless you're going to make it a criminal offence to pay someone late, and you know, I have seen countries where they've kind of done that, the reality is that it still leaves room for someone to find an excuse to pay you late. If they're determined to pay you late, they will find a reason to do it, no matter what you put in a contract. The issue is not what's in the contract, although that should clearly be an appropriate term. The issue is how you manage that relationship from the time that you first contract to provide a service, or service in this case, but goods in another case. Because there are clearly ways of structuring a relationship to ensure that you keep the issue of payment visible, you keep your terms clear, and you deal with any issues that are preventing payment as promptly as possible. To take a year indicates that none of those things were in place.
This is a topic we're going to pick up again in late April at a special seminar. Send us a private message or comment nearby this podcast to receive an invitation.